And Adam has the business news.
Thanks, Mary. EY is today launching a new sustainable finance innovation hub in Dublin. EY said Dublin has become a globally significant centre of innovation in sustainable finance. And it's going to hire 40 additional specialists this year to meet demand, which will triple its staffing in the area. Conor McHale is EY Ireland's financial services sustainable finance leader. He joins me in studio now. Conor, first of all, what will this new hub do?
So the hub is designed to help financial services globally meet their regulatory and reporting requirements in terms of environmental, social and governance. It's also designed to drive sustainable finance innovation in terms of ensuring that the money can flow to the right places in a cohesive way. And of course, it's there to make sure that this subject matter expertise is on hand in what is a very evolving and fast-moving space.
Do banks and financial institutions, do they need help getting to grips with sustainable finance and these ESG targets?
Absolutely. We've seen a sea change in terms of the regulatory environment with the advent of new regulations, for example, the Sustainable Finance Disclosure Regulation, the Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive, and of course the SEC recently announced climate rules that they've introduced in the US. Coupled with that, of course, we're seeing societal change at a very evolving and fast pace. And of course, what's really important is making sure that you have the products and services to meet that, and of course to finance the transition to the low carbon economy so businesses can avail of those opportunities and households.
Are firms essentially trying to get the minimum requirement here, meet the regulatory requirements and make sure they're ticking all the right boxes? Or do firms want to go beyond that and maybe, you know, actually change their business so that it becomes more sustainable?
So we're seeing more and more firms now wanting to go beyond. Now firms are realising that there's a significant opportunity here. So from a finance perspective, it's going to require trillions globally to fund the transition to the low carbon economy. And then at a very, very simple level, you know, money is going to be required to build the wind farms, to upgrade the housing stock, and of course to deliver the required infrastructure, both in terms of rail, EV and transport modes, etc. So significant infrastructural spend and requirements. And of course, that's a fantastic opportunity for financial services, because that is their business, is to provide finance and capital to those areas.
In terms of the opportunity, what's the opportunity to Ireland here? I mean, what's Ireland's role at the moment in sustainable finance, and could it become a real global player with the right kind of changes?
So I think Ireland is already recognised as a leader in the space through the Climate Action Plan. Also, Ireland, from a sovereign perspective, was one of the very first issuers of a green bond way back in 2018. So Ireland has been very, very progressive in the space. Now it's critical, of course, to build on that success, to ensure that we're using financial services in the right way, and of course that we're driving innovation and addressing scalability, and of course doing it as from a just transition perspective, because we need to bring the whole of society with us.
An awful lot of the talk around sustainable finance and sustainability in general, it's often, you know, a little bit wishy-washy. There isn't often teeth behind it. I'm thinking of like COP28 and the Loss and Damage Fund, which got a lot of publicity, but ultimately it wasn't legally binding. So in order for the money to really move in the right direction, does it need to have teeth and you know, real regulation behind it?
It does, and we're now seeing that regulation. So again, you'll see Europe are obviously leaders in the space, but as I said, the SEC has recently published its climate finance requirements. So again, we're seeing regulation, and we're also seeing regulation come in a very, very detailed format at a very, very accelerated pace. And so a huge amount of change there. But we're also seeing, and I think this is more important, is people now realising what the opportunity is. So if you're a bank, if you're an asset manager, if you're an insurance company, they're now seeing real commercial opportunities to providing that finance. And again, even from a business perspective, we can see new enterprises being developed in terms of clean tech, in terms of renewables, and of course in terms of the transition in terms of transport.
Okay, Conor McHale, EY Ireland's Financial Services Sustainable Finance Leader, thank you very much for that.